Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
Great to see you. Happy anniversary.
周年庆快乐.
And on this 13th anniversary,
在这个13周年里面,
we just want to talk a little bit about how that happens.
我们要来讨论一下就是这怎么发生的。
13 is a significant number.
13是一个特别的数字。
In the West, it's a considered bad luck number.
在西方可能是一个不好的数字。
But in many cultures, the age 13 is considered a transition moment.
但是呢，在许多的文化里面呢，13岁意味着是一个转换的季节。
It's where we go from childhood to adulthood. We enter into what we call adolescence.
就是从一个小孩子呢，就是逐渐变成成年，我们说成年。
And so today we're going to be talking about what we call a rite of passage.
所以呢，我们今天要来讲的是一个成年礼。
In Jewish society, which the Christian church really comes out of Jewish society.
今天要聊聊就是关于犹太人的这样子的一个文化社群，因为基督的文化，基督是从就是犹太的社群来的。
At the age of 13, they have what they call your bar mitzvah.
就是在13岁的时候，他们会
bar mitzvah is a Jewish word.
就会有一个叫 bar mitzvah 这样子一个。
But it means a child of the commandment.
就是意思就是一个孩子的一个就是宣告宣誓。
And so what happens at age 13, a child became responsible for the commandment of God.
就是呢，这个十三岁呢，就是一个小孩子呢，他开始呢，能够就是对于这个上帝的这样子的一些应许呼召呢，有所回应。
Up until that age, it was considered that his parents were responsible for his or her behavior.
就是在十三岁以前的话，是他的父母亲呢，是对就是神的这些命令要求呢，对这孩子是有责任的。
But at the age of 13, now they became directly responsible for walking under the commandment of God.
但是呢，就是十三岁意味着就是他开始要对他自己能够承担上帝对他的呼召跟他对他的要求的责任。
Anthropologists and sociologists tell us that every known society in history has rites of passage.
就是在几乎在每一个文化里面呢，都会有成年礼。
Because they're an important part of our growth and development.
因为呢，在我们的成长的过程当中，很重要的环节。
That we recognize stages of life as we pass from one into another.
就是我们呢，就是好像有个季节，是我们从一岁到就另外一个季节里面。
We have to recognize our past stage of life.
我们必须要来辨认出来我们过去的季节。
And how do we relate to our past?
我们跟我们的过往跟我们过去有什么关系？
We have to navigate that transition time, that moment.
我们必须要来就是辨认出来哦，这个一个转换的季节。
We need to understand and embrace our new standing in society.
然后我们必须要了解，并且呢，重新拥抱呢我们新的季节，在社会上面。
So some of the life transitions that most societies recognize are birth, death, marriage, and maturity, adulthood.
所以呢，在很多的文化里面呢，主要几个很重要的环节就是我们的出生、我们的死亡，还有我们的。 我们结婚，还有我们的成年。
How many people, Pastor Matt, Johannes, my favorite translator.
谢谢大家。
We as a church at age 13, there's a sense that we are in a transition moment.
就是作为一个教会，我们在第十三周、十三年呢，我们要意识到我们是在一个转换的季节里面。
Passing out of childhood into adolescence.
我们呢，就是要离开我们的童年，然后进入到一个成年里面。
Where we corporately and individually begin to take on a responsibility of saying, God, what are you saying? And how am I to walk in that?
我们开始要来承担责任，就是来问神说，神啊，你要我们怎么去做？你对我们的呼召是什么？
And so we're going to look today at the first church, the beginning of the church, and how they transitioned.
所以呢，我们今天就来看一下呢，就是第一个教会，我们的初代教会，它是怎么样经历那个转换的。
It's one of the major transition points in the life of the church.
一个非常巨大的转换呢，在那个教会里面。
And we'll see how that relates to past, present, and future.
我们就是来看它这个跟过去呢，跟现在跟未来有什么关系。
It's our journey of coming of age.
所以呢，我们一个成年礼。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们真的非常感谢你的话语。
And we're thankful, Lord, that your life inside of us causes us to grow.
我们谢谢你，因为你的话语让我们在我们的生命当中，让我们能够成长。
Lord, I know that many today feel like they're in a place of transition in their lives.
Yeah, 我们好像我们当中很多人，我们正在一个成长、一个转换的季节当中。
And we as a church sense that we are also in a place of transition.
作为一个教会，我们也意识到我们自己也是在一个转换的季节里面。
And we ask that today your Holy Spirit would speak to each and every one of us.
主，我们要来祷告，就是圣灵，你要就是来对我们当中每一个人来说话。
Both individually and as a church family.
就是对我们个人来说话，以及作为教会的成员对我们来说话。
That Father, we would grow and walk with faith through this transition period.
亲爱的天父，我们要来用着我们的信心来走过这样子一个转换的季节。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, most societies have developed rites of passage because they recognize the importance.Of helping people through these transition moments.
就是呢，在很多的文化里面，它有一个特别的成年礼，是因为想要来帮助在他们这个社群里面的人呢，经历这个转换的季节。
Most of us need help at these moments of growth in our life.
在我们成长的过程当中，在这个转换的季节当中，我们大多数都需要帮助。
Whether it's parents or teachers or counselors or coaches or Google or helping us through.
不管是我们的父母，不管是我们的老师，还是周遭其他的人，或是 Google。
What's true is there's an old African proverb that says it takes a village to raise a child.
就是在这个曾经有一个谚语呢，他说呢，就是在非洲呢，就是我们要养育一个孩子需要一整个村庄。
And God's intention, and we're created in such a way that we need the community to help us understand and successfully navigate these transitions.
就是呢，我们好像一个社群呢，需要来帮助这个需要成年的人呢，去辨认出来，并且帮助他进入到成年的过程。
But what's also true is as we as a community help people and help especially the young make those transitions, it becomes a blessing. They become a blessing and assure the longevity of the community.
当我们在帮助一个小朋友他在成年的过程当中的时候呢，其实他这个小朋友他成年之后呢，他也会成为这个社群的祝福。
So while it's true that it takes a village to raise a child, it's also true that it takes a child to raise a village.
就是呢。对于一个小孩子来说呢，一个小孩子呢成长会需要一个村庄。可是对于村庄来说的话呢，一个小孩子的成长呢也造就了一个村庄。
So our prayer, my hope is that today, as we look briefly at this transition, this rites of passage, what that looks like, that we as a church will become good at helping one another through these moments of transition in our lives.
所以呢，我们今天要来看看这些经文呢，因为这些经文可以帮助我们知道，如果我们要来怎么样来帮助一个人经历这个转换的季节。
So let's start by looking at our past.
所以我们先来看一下过去。
And the story we're going to look at is the earliest days of the church.
我们就要来看一下那个最早教会最早的时候的样子。
So in Acts chapter 1,
我们来看一下呢，《使徒行传》第一节，第一章，第一章四到五节。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我所说的。”
Okay, so Jesus is talking to his disciples and says.There's a moment of transition coming up.
就是耶稣呢跟这些门徒说呢，会有一个转换的季节发生。
And I'm sure the disciples are wondering, what does that even mean?
然后呢，门徒就想说啊，到底是发生什么事情？
Because for 3.5 years now, they had lived with Jesus.
因为呢，在三年半的时间里面呢，就是门徒就跟耶稣共同生活。
They had been able to draw from his wisdom every step of the way.
就是呢，就是他可以。就是跟随着耶稣的脚踪，并且呢，就是领受他的智慧。
And to have instruction as they learned and as they grew.
就是在他们成长的过程当中，就这个样子的。
They were blessed with his companionship as they would walk through the countryside, sharing meals together and ministering to people together.
他们就是彼此的共同生活，在旷野讲道，然后彼此的共同的生活。
But now Jesus is saying, this time is coming to an end, and there's going to be another season coming to you.
但是耶稣说呢，这个季节将会结束，而且会有个新的季节要来临。
So their past was pretty good.
这个是过去是非常好的。
How many think walking with Jesus would be a pretty good deal?
谁觉得就是与耶稣同行是一个非常好的事情？
So it's not always that our past is bad.
所以呢，这不代表说我们的过去都是不好的。
It's just that if we're going to grow, we need to take steps into our future.
所以呢，但是我们要成长的话，我们必须要成长，然后进入到未来里面。
So I want to tell each of you individually, God has a step for you into your future.
所以呢，我要跟我们当中的每一个人说，神呢对你未来有一个特别的计划。
And God has a step for us as a church into our future.
神呢对你呢，就对我们教会呢未来也有个特别的计划。
And we don't always know what those changes will be.
我们呢，并不是非常了解的那些转换会是什么。
This is what Jesus said about the change that was about to come in Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
但是呢，就是在《使徒行传》一章八节这边呢，耶稣讲到了这个特别的计划是什么。但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And so it sounds pretty good.
很棒，对吗？
We're going to go from hanging out with Jesus.
我们要开始呢，就是从跟随耶稣，跟耶稣在一起。
To getting more power.
然后变得更有能力。
And traveling the world.
然后呢，去全世界旅游。
What they didn't recognize was the rite of passage that would take them from one stage to the next.
但是呢，并没有意识到呢，其实这句话呢，当他们从一个阶段到另外一个阶段。
And that rite of passage would include Jesus being crucified.
那个阶段意味着呢，耶稣呢，在这个转换的过程当中，他被钉十字架。
It would include them being under the threat of death themselves.
然后呢，这意味着呢，他们呢会经历到呢各样子的威胁，死亡的威胁。
It would include all of society turning against them.
整个社会呢会来敌对他们。
And finally, Jesus leaving them.
然后最后呢，耶稣就离开他们。
But that was all part of that rite of passage.
但是呢，就是在这一段经文之后的时间呢，所发生这些事情。
As they're sitting in their past and looking towards their future, it looked like a great land of opportunity.
就是我们好像呢，就从过去呢去看未来的话，好像感觉起来是一个哇，好棒的、好光明的未来啊。
But once they stepped into that rite of passage, it became a bit scary.
但是呢，当我们进入到那个未来的时候呢，好像我们觉得有点就是紧张害怕。
And so we'll join them in the midst of their rite of passage.
但我们好像就是在这个中间的过程。
Acts chapter 1:9,
9节。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上去，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
So there they are, they're watching Jesus, and he's going up into the clouds.
然后他就看着耶稣呢，就这样子呢，就是飞到云彩上面去了。
And I mean that must have been a moment, right?
就是一个很特别的时刻，对吗
？I think there goes Jesus.
哇，耶稣你就这样走了。
What are we going to do now?
那我们该怎么办
？Verse 10.
那我们看一下第十节。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说
：“They're saying, man, is that is can you still see him? I don't know behind that cloud. Where is he?
就你还看到耶稣吗？有人。
And all of a sudden, there's two angels standing with them.
我就看到好像有两个天使站在那个地方。
Verse 11.
第十一节，他这边说：加利利人呐，你们为什么站着望着天呢？你们这离开你们被接生。天的耶稣，你们见他往天上去，他还要怎样来
？And the angel said, why are you still here?
所以呢，这个天使就说你们为什么还在这个地方呢
？And sometimes I ask myself that when I'm in times of transition, and I want to get out of that transition. I say, why am I still here?
然后就是有时候我们在
being in that place.
转换季节的时候呢，我们就说为什么我还在这个地方呢
？Anybody here in the time of transition?
在我们当中有多少人正在一个转换的季节里面
like, not sure what's coming up next.
就觉得好像我不知道未来会发生什么事情
Have a sense that something's coming, but we don't know what it is.
然后呢，就我好像有一个感受到有东西会来临，可是我不知道是什么东西
Anybody?
有吗
A few? most of us?
大多数的人都是这样子的
It's a good thing.
是一个好的事情
Because we just know there's more for our lives.
我们知道呢，就是在我们的未来有更多的东西
And I can assure you that there is more.
然后我们能够肯定的就是有更多。
Some of you, your future is calling right now.
所以呢，可能呢，就是你的未来在跟你打电话。
And sometimes it's something that we know is coming up.
所以呢，有时候我们知道有些东西真的是要来临。
So for instance, here in our church, we know that we're going to have to move from this location.
所以呢，就对于我们教会来说呢，我们知道呢，我们要从这个地方呢搬到其他地方。
Not because we want to.
并不是因为我们想要
，But they're going to tear the building down.
但是他们把这个建筑物拆下来
，So we can stay here.
所以我们没办法留在这个地方
，But it'd be really tough.
这会变得很困难。
That's like people saying, "Man, everything changed under COVID."
就是所有东西呢，因着就新冠肺炎而改变了。
Well, you could still come to the church building, but there'll be nobody there.
你仍然可以在这边聚会，不过呢，不会有任何的建筑在那个地方。
You can still try to have Sunday school, but no kids are going to show up.
这就是没有主日学，对。
And so we're going to have to move.
我们必须要改变。
So we know change is coming up.
所以呢，我们知道有些改变会发生。
But we're not yet sure how that change is going to take place.
但是我们不知道呢，就是这个转换会是如何进行。
We're not sure where we'll go in the in-between time.
我们不知道在这过程当中我们要去哪里。
And when you're in that transition period, which it seems like most of us are, it can be very confusing.
在我们这个转换季节里面呢，我们可以变得非常的困惑。
And there's all these threats that come into our lives in moments of transition.
然后呢，就是在我们周遭的这些转换期间呢，有各样的威胁好像发生。
Sometimes it's lack of knowing what's next.
好像有时候我们就觉得啊，我们就是不知道。未来是什么？我们不知道未来。
Sometimes it's fear of what's next.
有时候是恐惧，我们惧怕未来。
Sometimes it's temptations or distractions that we have.
有时候就是一些诱惑、试探和分心。
Apprehension.
哦，就这些的。
Some of us, that's a daily thing. It's, you know, you get up and you think, how's my business going to do today?
那有时候我们起来就觉得说，哎呀，我的生意要继续要怎么做
？Are people still going to buy my stuff?
啊，人还会买我的东西吗
？Will I still have a job?
啊，我还会有工作吗
？Sometimes it's frustrations.
有时候就是挫折。
Sometimes it's trauma that happens to our lives.
有时候就是我们生命当中一些创伤。
We have a world that is in a time of transition.
在我们的世界呢，其实就是有一个非常大的一个世界性的转换季节。
Because of the trauma of COVID,
因为呢，就是因着新冠肺炎的创伤
，It's changed all of our lives,
改变我们每一个人的生命。
And not for you, but I've been frustrated. When are we going to get out of COVID?
然后呢，就很多人就挫折说，我要离开这个新冠肺炎的情境。
I want to see your faces. I don't want to see masks.
我想要看到他的脸，不想看到口罩。
I don't want to have to wait 7 days when I travel someplace.
我要去某个地方的时候，我不需要再被隔离七天。
Just all these different traumas and changes that have come into our lives, and we're stuck. It feels like in this time of transition.
就是好像在我们生命当中这些过程当中，就让我们好像。被限缩在这个转换季节里面。
But even in the times of transition, God is at work.
但是就好像在我们的转换季节里面，神呢仍然呢加添他工作在这边。
So Jesus told the disciples, "Go and wait."
所以呢，耶稣呢跟着门徒说，你们去并且等待。
And sometimes in a time of transition, that's what we need to do.
有时候呢，就好像在转换季节里面，这就是我们需要做的事情。
I love the scripture that Bertina shared.
我非常喜欢 Bertina 所分享的经文。
And sometimes we just need to wait on God.
有时候我们就是需要来等待神。
Rather than running out of fear.
就是胜过于我们就是因着恐惧而采取任何行动。
Running after this thing or that thing.
然后就去做这个事情，做那个事情。
Rather wait on God and let Him work in our lives.
那我们就是等待神，让神做工在我们的生命当中。
Acts chapter 2 tells what the disciples did during this transition.
使徒行传二章41-42节这边他说，于是领受他的话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约增添了3000人。
Verse 42, let's go to as well.
Yeah, 都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼祷告。
And so we see that as the church was transitioning, the vision that Jesus said was, "You will have power and preach the gospel to the ends of the earth."
所以呢，在转换的季节里面，耶稣的应许是说，哦，你会就被圣灵充满，并且你会去到世界各地来传福音。
Meantime, they were still in Jerusalem.
但是呢，在这个过程当中，他们仍然是在耶路撒冷。
But God was still doing good things.
但是神仍然持续做很好的事情。
People were coming to Christ and joining the church and getting baptized.
就是人呢开始来到教会里面呢，并且呢就是加入教会，并且呢受洗。
And how many of you have joined the church since COVID?
就是你们在新冠肺炎之后加入教会的，可不可以举手一下
？When was COVID? 2020. How many of you come to Every Nation Taipei since the beginning since 2020?
就是你在就是。
So even
in
this COVID season, we still, many of us have only come to the church in the season.
所以呢，就是就算是新冠肺炎，仍然有很多人来到教会里面。
We've had many people get baptized in this season.
有非常多的人仍然在我们教会里面受洗。
And so there's some keys here of what to do even in transition season.
所以呢，仍然有些我们需要在这个转换季节中我们需要做的事情。
Two of them are right here in the scripture.
就是关键，其中有两个呢，在这个经文里面。
All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
所以呢，所有的人都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
In other words, they continue to learn even in their transition season.
他们呢，就是就算是他们在个转换季节，他们持续的学习。
And I want to encourage you, no matter what season you are in your life, continue to embrace learning.
那我不知道大家是不是在这个转换季节里面仍然拥抱学习。
Continue to want to learn and adapt to more.
就是仍然想要呢，能够获得学习更多。
Here's just some studies of what learning does in our lives.
就是在关于这边有一个研究呢，跟学习对我们的影响。
People who are continuous learners are happier.
就是一个持续学习的人呢，是更快乐的。
They live longer.
他呢会活更久。
Their brains stay sharp longer.
他的大脑的运作会更好。
They continue to be more productive.
然后呢，他会更有产出。
They stay more relevant to the community around them.
他能够跟团体呢相处更好。
They continue to be competent in their work.
他能够完成他的工作。
They have confidence in their interactions.
他更有信心在互动上面。
People who are active learners tend to continue to be creative and get new perspectives.
就是一个更活跃的学习者呢，他更多有创造力。
People who embrace learning tend to adapt to change better.
但就当一个人呢，他更拥抱学习的话呢，他呢就是更能够面对转换。
People who are active learners tend to make friends faster and be more welcomed into communities.
更爱学习的人呢，他就是更能够融入在群体当中，并且呢更受群体的喜爱。
In almost every aspect of our life, if you embrace learning, you're going to benefit from it.
所以呢，所有的研究就显示呢，如果你呢拥抱学习的话呢，你会获得很多的益处。
So even if you're frustrated, fearful.In a season, confused in a season of transition, embrace learning even in that transition.
所以呢，就算你感到挫折或感到恐惧，在这个转换季节当中呢，我们仍然要来拥抱学习。
The other thing it says, they committed themselves to fellowship and sharing in meals.
接下来他们说呢，他们彼此交接。
In other words, commit yourself to community even in the transition moments.
就是他们呢，我们仍然要待在这个群体里面呢，在这个转换的季节。
And especially in the transition moments.
特别在这个转换季节里面。
Because you know, when you're in between those times, sometimes you just get tired of people asking you, what are you doing these days? Well, I'm kind of in between.
就是好像我们在这个转换季节，有时候我们就觉得啊，就是好像我们就是犹豫不决啊这些。
But I encourage you, don't withdraw from community, but press into community.
但是呢，我们就是不要呢远离。就是我们的团体团契，而我们要更多的靠近在我们的团体当中。
So many benefits to community.
在我们的团契团体当中有许许多多的好处。
Support, safety.
有更多的这个支持，有更多的安全。
Joy, inspiration.
有更多的启发，有更多的就是喜乐。
Shared knowledge and resources.
我们更多的能够分享知识，分享资源。
Your mental health, emotional health, relational health are all blessed by community.
有更多的就是我们的，就是更多我们的脑部，更多我们的情感上面的健康。
And so we want to encourage you, if you're here at Every Nation, embrace community.
所以呢，如果你在 Every Nation, 在这个大家庭里面的话呢，我邀请你能够呢，拥抱这样子的一个团体。
Whether you're here for a month or the next 10 years.
不管呢，你是在那边待一个月呢，还是接下来的十年。
Jump in and be a part of the community.
就是进入到这个团体当中呢，成为一份子。
Because God has an amazing future for you.
因为呢，神呢，对我们未来呢，有一个非常惊奇的计划。
And we're excited for the future of this church.
所以我非常就是兴奋呢，我们这个教会的未来。
It's our 13th anniversary.
这是我们的13周年庆。
And we are growing up.
然后我们开始成长。
But here's what you need to do as you step into your future.
但是呢，这是以下有些事情是我们这对未来我们需要做的。
You need to recognize that it may be different from what you expected.
但是呢，我们必须要来了解我们的未来可能跟我们预期是有点不一样的。
But it'll be better than you imagined.
但是呢，会胜过那你所想象的。
Because that's how God works in our lives.
因为这是神在我们生命当中所做的事情。
And the key to a successful transition,
就是在一个转换季节，一个非常成功的关键是
is number one, know which things to leave behind.
就是知道有哪些东西是你必须要来远离的。
Because if you want to grow up, there are some things, some childish things you're going to have to leave behind.
就是有些东西你要成长的话呢，你就必须要把一些东西放下来。
And community helps us to recognize the things we need to leave behind.
所以呢，就是在一个社群当中呢，我们就是帮助我们辨认出来有哪些东西是我们必须要放下的。
Because sometimes we don't recognize the immature things in our own lives.
因为有时候我们就是没办法辨认出来在我们生命当中一些不成熟的地方。
So become a part of a small group.
好像我们必须要在一个小组里面。
And let them speak into your life.
让这些小组的成员呢，对我们的生命说话。
Ask those close to you.
就是让那些亲近的人对他们说，对我们说话。
Most of all, ask the Lord.
然后呢，询问神。
Prayer is foundational in times of community.
并且呢，在我们的群体当中，我们一起来祷告。
And hold on to Jesus.
并且呢，紧抓住耶稣。
Because Jesus is the one who will guide you through community.
因为呢，就是耶稣呢，是引导我们整个团体、整个团契的。
So thankful for Jesus.
非常谢谢耶稣。
I think now as we come to a close, we just want to speak a blessing over you all.
就是在我们结束之前，我们要来释放一个祝福。
The love of God would hold you tight.
就是神的爱呢，会来紧紧抓住大家。
We as a church would this would be our bar mitzvah.
就是呢，在 就是呢，对于我们教会来讲，这是一个成年成长的成年的季节。
That we become men and women of the commandment。
我们就开始呢，成为一个成熟的男人跟女人呢，能够来承接上帝的祝福跟应许。
God's commandment that we would love God and love people。
神的神他要我们做的事情是要我们爱神并且爱人。
And our prayer for you is that this year you would grab a hold of that。
就是在我们来祷告，在这个今年里面呢，你就是会来抓住这个东西。
That individually and as a church, we would take on the responsibility of obeying God's commandment to love Him and love people。
作为个人以及作为教会的一份子，我们每一个人，我们都会开始呢，能够来抓住，并且呢，来顺服神给我们的指令。
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.